We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and all across the world where you're listening from. I'm so excited, as usual, to bring this program to you, to be a blessing to you, listeners, to let you know that God is still ruler in Barbados, that God is still in charge in Barbados, that God still loves us, and that we, with God on our side, we are victorious. And that this year, at Mount Zion's Missions, we are experiencing a new era. We're experiencing a new day, and we're experiencing our year of jubilee and fulfillment. And God is intense and serious about this year of fulfillment. Man, we are so excited. Of course, we announced last week we were going to have a new era, new day crusade in Freedom Park. Bless God. And Reverend Gail is here ready to roll and let you know how it was. And Shaquilla, Canaville, she was one of the persons who was in the forefront planning and so on. It was exciting. Let me just take this opportunity now, as the pastor of Mount Zion's Missions, to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you wonderful people who came up on the Friday night, and then you came back out on the Saturday night and filled the place. And listen, I heard Reverend Gail and that whole group on Saturday morning talking about fire and all kinds of stuff. It was real fire. Praise God. It was real fire. And the Lord turned up, and we had 17 souls, 17 persons went to the altar and gave their lives to Jesus.
Amen.
One soul is worth more than the whole world. I rejoice with the angels. I rejoice in with those souls. And some of those souls came to church on Sunday morning as well. So I thank God because what he's doing. There's a move of God on in this nation. And I'm so glad. So excited to be a part of this great move in the kingdom. Praise God. And I'm glad that you came on board with me. So many of you came to the two services. So many of you said you would come and you kept your word. May the Lord bless you continually. All of the fire that was on you, you got caught fire. I pray that fire will keep blazing in a great flame, and that fire will touch your neighbors, touch your family, touch your workmates, touch those that you sit next to in the minibus or wherever. It will touch everyone that you come into contact with, and it will never go out in Jesus' name. So I thank God for his blessings on our services, and I thank you for being faithful and for supporting us in Jesus' name. We're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray and ask God to bless this service today in Jesus' name.
Father God, we are honored to call upon your name, knowing that you are more willing to answer, are more willing to respond than we can even ask. And we come before you because we know you're capable, you're able, and you have done it already, and you'll do it again. Take the honor and the glory out of everything we share this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. I want to just remind you again that in the midst of the darkness, there's darkness all across the earth. And Jesus knew that we will be living in these times. Huh? Nothing surprises our God. Nothing catches him suddenly, or by accident. He knew that we would be alive. He knew his church would be active and effective in these last days with all of the darkness around, all of the gross darkness. And yet he's saying to us, arise. In other words, do not stay there sloppy and crying and, giving up and distress and don't know what to do and, out of your position. Rise up and shine by the power of God upon you. I'm prepared to keep shining in my ministry. I'm prepared to keep shining wherever the Lord will send me. I'm traveling quite a bit this year for ministry. And wherever I go, I'm going to shine. Amen. I'm going to take that light with me and impart it to all those I will come into contact with. And I ask you to do the same. Praise God. Don't be fazed by darkness. Don't be fazed by times that are distressing. Don't be fazed by the gross darkness. Speak to it and change it. Bring your light, the light that's in you. And Jesus working in you, living in you, is your light. When you go, we are light bearers. We are light carriers. We are supposed to be the light of the world, operating for Jesus. Salt of the earth, light of the world. And when we do that, we know who we are, and we operate as how we should be operating for God, then the real light comes. People are looking to, I don't care how they're thinking, what they're saying. At the end of the day, if you're working with someone in your office, your workplace, or wherever you are, and something happens, they always say, come and pray for me.
Yeah.
Because they still believe that prayer works. They know that God is still God. And so they're believing that, you know, when you pray, something will happen. So don't let the enemy try to phase you and make you doubt that you're not God's child. You are the child of God.
Amen.
And when you carry his light, and shine, the devil don't like it, but you spot the light wherever you go and get rid of all the darkness around you. Get rid of the darkness in your household, on your children, praise God, on your husband, on your wife, on your neighbors. Get rid of all the darkness in Jesus' name. Declare things in your community.
Yeah.
Declare things in your nation and bring light where there's darkness. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, upon us. All right. I think that's, I'll say that much for the time being, because my two beautiful daughters here are anxious. Anxious, Reverend Gail, she always gives me the look underneath her glasses. So, Apostle, let's get moving. So she's going to share, or Shakila will share. But I love these two ladies. I thank God for giving them to me. And they're going to share and bless your heart.
Thank you so much, Apostle. God bless you highly. Good morning, Barbados, and good morning to everyone who is listening to us on this radio program. Indeed, it is a pleasure and it is an honor to sit here on a weekly basis and share the love of the Lord Jesus Christ with you. And today, my task, along with Shakila, is to share on this glorious occasion that we had on the 14th and 15th, very significant in the Bible also when you read Esther. And God did an awesome thing. And we want to tell you, people of Barbados and whoever would listen, that we are vessels and instruments that are you being used by the hand of God and by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. We just dropped those 2 days as part of our 30th celebration. Mm-hmm. And I, Apostle Lucille, it's been such an exciting time. I feel as though we have gone to such levels in God. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 60, which is our chief word, or word that is activated over our life and our ministry, is literally coming to pass. Yes. Whereby we see darkness, but yet still the Lord is saying, arise and shine. Yes. And from January up to this point in March, we have arisen and we are shining and the light, yes, of Christ. We are just taking it from the bus ride, yes, to the going into the communities where we would have visited. And then we had this crusade and concert. It is all being led by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we want to honor God right now, because it wasn't anything that we planned. He's just taking us along. We are just going for the ride. Praise the Lord. And it was exciting. I'm going to give over to Shakila. Why? Because from the time we said crusade and concert, we said the concert is the perfect fit for Minister Justin, better known as Excellency Canoville, and his wife, Shakila Canoville, who carry the band Excellency and Purifier Band. And they just ran with that concert. Mm. and made it happen in a powerful way. At the end of the day, souls were saved. And we thank God for Golden Square and the team, Hester St. Rose and her team. They were fantastic. But most importantly, the fire of God, the light of God was there. The people came hungry for the word, hungry for prayer, hungry to hear the people worshiping and praising God in the middle of the city. I believe, Barbados, that we went to the city and took the nation.
That's right. Praise God.
For Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. When we were there, we could see Central Bank, we could see Treasury Building, we could see the House of Parliament. My. We had people from all walks of life sitting down playing their dominoes or going to and fro from the bus stand. And we were speaking Jesus into the city. Hallelujah. And we saw the results by the people who were saved or who recommitted their lives. There were some people that only heard it on the Saturday. My goodness. Mm-hmm. And they turned up the Saturday night because they heard it on the radio. And they want to shout out Gozzy and Echo Nation when we went on Saturday. And we said that it was free. And Gozzy said, $3 and 3 cents.
Yeah.
I'm shouting out Gozzy and his team. God bless you, Hailey. And it was so moving because on the Friday, we had our declarations. We had our prayers. We had two powerful ministers speaking, Apostle Lloyd Henry and Apostle Lester Thornhill. And we had our apostles giving her a declaration, the powerfulness of our worship team and our Nikeo dancers just lit up the place. And Isaiah 63 says, all nations will come to your light and mighty kings will come to see your radiance. And we saw that worked out on the Friday and Saturday. People came to the light that was drawn, the light of Christ, the radiance of God. And I believe that the glory of the Lord went from the city to 11 parishes. We are about to see a revival in this nation. We are about to see a refreshing of the Holy Spirit, not just in our church, but in the churches across this land. And then I declare that it shall go forward into the region and the people shall come to the light of the dawning of the glory of God. So we thank everyone that took part and everyone that I thank God for the apostles that just say, let's do this. And we ran with it and we saw the glory of the name in of that. So now we have Mrs. Shaquilla Canoville, the wife of one husband, Minister Justin Excellency Canoville.
I'm sure she has a lot to say. God bless you.
A lot in a nutshell. But good morning, Barbados. Good morning to the Eastern Caribbean. Blessings upon each and every one of you. And declare, as we, our watchword for Mount Zion's missions is Isaiah 60. I declare to you that the light of God will and the glory of God will appear over you, and you will prosper as your soul prospers. Yes. As you can hear from us, we are still in full excitement of what the Lord did for us last weekend on the 14th and of the 15th. And if I can be truthful and honest, I do not have words enough in any language, and I only speak English, in any language to tell you how excited, how blown away I am at what the Lord did through Mount Zion's missions and through the ministers that assisted us on those two nights to bring the glory of God to Barbados and to the citizens of this island who were present. I am telling you, I am blown away. You know, you put your plans together and you offer them to God, and then God surpasses everything that you had in your mind. Barbados, persons who came out, we thank you. We are still hearing praise reports. And I know many persons were there. There were so many persons. I did not see all of them. But when I received the reports of how the Lord had worked in their lives, I am still blown away. One gentleman said he was in pain with his feet and he was between minds if he's going to come. And he came, he danced, he did not feel a pain. He left walking. He was not limping when he came limping, but he left walking.
Amen.
So we are thankful for how the Lord turned up and showed out and showed off and flexed his muscles in the city. And as Reverend Gill said, we came to the city, Bridgetown. We took the city, we took its fighting men, and we have taken it for Jesus.
God. In the name of Jesus. And there are some persons I really want to take this time to thank you. And you would have heard we are celebrating our 30 years of anniversary in Mount Zion's Missions. And we have been doing this for 30 years and even more. And we are a community church. And whenever we have any events happening, there are persons that are always willing to join with us. And this last weekend was no different. And we want to take this opportunity to really express our thanks and gratitude to our corporate sponsors for joining with us. And some things, the things that we may bring to them may sound so far-fetched, but they believe the God with us and the experience from with us from before the past 30 years, they know for sure anything that we are doing, wherever we are doing it, it is for God and it will always be excellent. So bear with me as I go through, but we really want to thank from the bottom of our heart with sincere gratitude C.O. Williams, B.A. DMC, Seal Smith, Orchard Farms, Destiny Wielding Services, Elizabeth Funeral Home Services, Quartz Barbados Limited, Bees Bottle and Recycling Company, GS Systems. They were the ones responsible for the sound for the two nights. And I know for sure persons were telling us as they arrived, they could hear us from Starcom. They could hear us from down Broad Street. So see, GS Systems, head by Winslow Cumberbatch, we thank you for doing your excellent work with the song. Nature Oil Landscapes, Percy King Auto Parts, Brain Enterprise, I and E Fools, BTI, Hester St. Rose, who is the organizer of Golden Square, and the guards there were exceptional, helping us with the setup from the Wednesday night and even to the pick down on the Saturday evening. They were exceptional. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Saram SLD Productions, Samuel Knight, he is responsible for the lighting with Future Services. Future Security Services, NCF with the stages. Thank you so much, Mr. Goddard. Thank you so much, Mr. Jamal Cobham. And I cannot forget to thank Starcom Network, Live 97.5, especially our sales coordinator, Jason Bell. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for hearing us out and putting together any plans, especially when it has to do with marketing. And Reverend Gill mentioned Gozzy. Big up to you, sir, with Echo Nation and all that you're doing with that charity. And all of you were there on Saturday, and we had many artists, and we had a man on stage by the name of Brian Lashley. He was our MC for the night. Yeah. Brian, big up yourself, sir. You did an excellent job, exceptional job. And we had artists like Faith Butcher. Faith, bless you. She is young, 19 years old. And we had Rebecca as well, who is also young. So we can definitely say that the devil does not have all of our young people. They're still doing a wonderful work for Jesus Christ. We had the Nikhil dancers out of the House of Mount Zion's Missions. And we had Mr. Andre Bell, who did a powerful mime. We had the fire gal, as she's known very much, Nisha Woods. We had 13th Apostle. We had the energy man himself, Mr. Jude Clark. Big up yourself, my brother. We had men of God, particularly Lyrical and Brother Glenn. We bless each of you. And we had none other than Excellency and the Pure Fire Band. And Pure Fire played for at least 6 of the artists on that night. And when we totaled, as we were discussing, that was about 27 songs. Mm-hmm. And they were exceptional. So men of God from Pro Fire Band and your background vocalists, we bless you. And each and every one of you, may the Lord continue to expand more than you even imagine, just like what he did for us on the 14th and the 15th, how he turned up and showed off. We bless you even now in Jesus' name. I say thank you once again. Apostle.
Praise God. Oh man. I'm so glad I didn't miss it.
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
And I was just listening. It is so bad.
It was awesome.
It was there.
It was awesome. You
know, God has a sense of humor. And he knows how to plan things well.
Yes.
When you put him in your plans, it goes well. Yes. And at the end of the day, he's honored.
Yes.
He's blessed. He's lifted up. And you know what makes me so excited? Souls were saved.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, angels in heaven rejoicing.
Rejoice, yes.
One soul was saved. So 17 souls were saved. I feel it. They're still rejoicing.
Yes.
Yes. I'm praying.
I hope we had DJ Plummer. Big up yourself, sir.
DJ Plummer.
Yes.
From the house.
Yes.
He's on fire.
Oh, man.
Praise God. Yes. Whoever, you know, and those of you who are here that knows me, you know, one thing I don't get involved in, I do not speak negative of pastors or churches. I'm always there to bless pastors, to push pastors, to speak positively, to eulogize them. Because I believe that God has called them, and then God has called some more, He stands by them.
Yes.
Even if you see something that, you know, it's awkward, you pray for them. But I must say this at this point right here, because it really kind of bothered me. Because if we are going to, as a church in Barbados, if you're going to achieve the mandate of God, fulfill the mandate of God, and achieve the goals of God, we have to work together as a church. And here's what concerned me. We are a church, and we're not an ordinary church in Barbados. We are a church that touches the nation. We're always out there doing things. You can't miss Smoke Zion's. You can't miss Reverend Mary. I'm in every place, nook and cranny, doing everything on the ground, prison, in the ghetto, in the block, whatever. I'm doing it for years. So when I turn, you know, I'm doing a serious job. So I was disappointed when we asked for assistance in parking of vehicles, a church in the area there by the Freedom Park. And we were told, oh, you have to pay $100 a night. This is kingdom business, though. And you charging a church $100 a night to do the kingdom business? And what I admired about the BTI, they give us their care part free.
Yes.
The secular world handed over to us. Daycare park free to do the work of the kingdom, and the church said, you got to pay us to do kingdom work. But it's God's work, though.
Yes.
I mean, you do that, you're charging God, because we are God's representatives. Mm-hmm. You know what it tells me? If Jesus was on earth now and wanted the 2 barley loaves and 5 bread, you'll charge him restaurant price. Jesus. So we have to be careful. We have to be very careful. When it comes to the gospel, give what you have.
Yeah.
Okay. No church should charge another church any money to do the work of the kingdom. We have hundreds of chairs that we use, you know, for parties and events and so on. If a church calls and asks for the chairs, we give them the chairs.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We never charge them because they're doing kingdom business. How can I charge a pastor or somebody doing kingdom business for chairs, for doing God's work? We just be the same kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We're serving the same God. Mm-hmm. We want the same results.
Yes.
We want to see people saved. Yes. So I want to point that out, and I want to say, I hope you never go that way again. Mm-hmm. I hope you never do that again to another church. Because I don't think God is pleased with that. God can't be pleased with that. And you know, my mouth is big, and I'm not afraid to deal with matters if it's wrong. Yeah. I will say as it is right up. I wish that you would never do that again to a church. And I'm saying to any other pastor, if you're hearing me, if a church, you have something that's going and a church is asking for assistance, give them. It's not yours, it's God's. And God has blessed you with. And if God blessed you with it, bless another church so that the kingdom of God can be perpetuated.
Yeah.
And souls can be saved. 17 souls saved.
Amazing.
You know, also, BTI, and they stopped there. They sent me the most beautiful big flower arrangement. Congratulated me for our 30th anniversary. Give us a free. That's what Christians should be doing.
Yes.
That's what the church should have been doing.
Yes.
But I thank God that the secular world is showing the church what should be done.
Yes.
So I give God glory and praise for all the things that took place, and that we are going to do it again and again. And souls are going to be saved again and again. Where God sent us again and again. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was able to give some decorations on there. I want to go through these decorations pretty quickly for your benefit. We talk about the darkness, but we also declared that the light of God will shine in the darkness on our sons.
Amen.
In Barbados, being murdered in the streets of this nation, that's causing the spirit of crime and violence to cease when the light comes. And we say that it's a new day and a new era.
Yes.
We declare the light of God will shine in our churches from the pulpit to the pew.
Yes.
We say it's a new era and a new day.
Amen.
We say it will shine on our youth from coast to coast and from parish to parish and from community to community. We say it's a new era and a new day.
Amen.
The light of God will shine in our parliament.
Yes.
And all our politicians.
Yes.
And in the Senate as well.
Yes.
And all the politicians in every from every constituency. We declare a new era and a new day. We say the light of God will shine in the corporate world, the business world, touching our economy. Praise God, from Bridgetown to Spikestown to Whole Town to Oystonstown, Warrens as well. We say it's a new era and a new day. We declare the light of God will shine in our schools, enveloping our children. We need that so much.
Yes.
From the nursery to the primary schools, to the secondary schools, to the tertiary and beyond. We declare it's a new era and a new day. We say it will shine in our homes, in the heights, the terraces, the villages, and on the blocks. Because it's a new era and a new day. It will also shine in the tourism sector. We'll have tourism that is fine.
Yes.
We don't want everybody bringing all kind of negative things. They'll come here and bring positive things as well. From the hotels,
yes,
the apartments, the villas, and the Airbnb facilities. Because we declare it's a new era
and a new day. Amen.
Light of God will also shine the darkness. Our mothers weeping and wailing for the missing sons. And we read the scriptures from St. Luke chapter 7, from verse 11 to 17, but that widow that was going to bury her son, the widow of Nain, and Jesus came and stopped the funeral.
Yes.
And said to the woman, "Weep not," and told the young man, "Rise up." I'm saying that Jesus is doing the same thing.
Yes.
The same mother, stop weeping.
Yes.
He wants to see an end to the violence in this nation.
Amen.
Because he wants to bring the light. Mothers, do not cry. God is here. Young man, rise up and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. So I speak today to all mothers who are hurting, and I say, rise up in Jesus' name. Stop weeping. God is bringing light with his darkness. Praise God. And Moms and Missions will continue to do the work of God because we have a mandate from God, because we exist to ensure that all nations, languages, and people will serve him, and that his indestructible kingdom and everlasting dominion be established in the earth. Reverend Yale, over to you.
Thank you very much, Apostle. Very, very, very powerful. We are giving a lot of thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping, beautifying your homes and properties. Give them a call and benefit from their services. 436-4753. 436-4753. Let us know how this program has impacted you. You can contact us 422-2512. 422-2512. And we are 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo, St. James. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
We'll give the Lord praise.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.